Need an alternative to your go-to morning coffee? Hi, I'm Carly Myers, your friendly stress management expert, and this month we're focusing on how to treat yourself. And I've brought on an incredible guest, Louise Carruz. Louise and I met maybe at the beginning of the pandemic back in March. Uh-huh. I feel like I was going to say almost a year ago, and I think it has been almost a year now. And when I first met her, I was immediately struck by her energy. It was calming, yet silly, yet, you know, just this just beautiful energy. And we ended up connecting, and I asked her, I said, okay, Louise, you are an expert at tea. I need a caffeine-free chai tea option. Do you have anything? And she immediately was like, girl, I got you. Check out this tea. She sent me the tea and I have forever been a fan since. So I am just so excited, Louise, to have you on the show to share this mind-boggling tea, you know, not only the tea, but the mindfulness behind it with my community. And I'd love for you to just start by sharing a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. I am a retired school teacher, elementary school. And I guess you can take the education, you can leave education, but education doesn't leave you. So I came to Las Vegas. I thought I could teach one more year and realized I did, and now I'm ready to retire. In the meantime, a friend of mine invited me over to her apartment and asked me if I wanted something to drink, and I said, sure. And I had... I was expecting a cup of coffee because I know she drank coffee and I knew she drank tea, but I didn't drink tea because I don't like tea. And then she said, would you like something to drink? I said, sure, I'd love some coffee. And she goes, oh, not a coffee, but I have tea. And I went, oh, that's really great. And was imagining a tea bag and hot water. And then you have to put a lot of stuff in it because tea bags don't have a lot of flavor. And that's not what she did. And I went, oh my gosh, what is that smell? She goes, and what are you doing? She had mechanical things and measuring things. And I went, what are you doing? She goes, I'm making this tea. I said, what kind of tea is that? She goes, you've never seen tea? And I went, well, I never really paid attention. I'm a coffee drinker. I've been drinking coffee since I was 5 years old. I didn't like milk. My parents were both coffee drinkers. And they put... that my mom knew I had to go to kindergarten with milk. And so she put coffee in it. So I went to kindergarten with, you know, caffeine flowing through my veins. I'm sure I never took a nap.
Poor teachers.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember lying on the mat and falling asleep. And so that was my coffee start at 5. So I've been drinking coffee ever since. So, tea was something new, and I started researching and started doing all that stuff, and that's how I got started.
And here we are, 13 years later. Wow. Okay. So, you know, we've talked, I know those of you who follow me in the Stress Less community, you know, I'm not a caffeine drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker. You know, I've talked about on the show how caffeine actually can create a stress response if used out of proportion, right? And what I love, Louise, about what you do is you have the caffeinated teas for those coffee drinkers, right? But you also have a lot of really delicious caffeine-free options that give you that like warm and cozy feeling. Let's not ignore that. right? And they really, you know, they can give you that same pick me up, but just not through a stimulant. So I'm curious, you know, you talk, Louise, a lot about tea and mindfulness. And so I'm curious if you wouldn't mind sharing a little, you know, a few tips around how to be more mindful with your tea. Cause I know you say, I'm going to butcher it, but it's like the tea can be the best 8 minutes of your day or the most mindful 8 minutes.
I tell people it can be the most important 8 minutes of your day is your tea break.
Yes.
I kind of stumbled on it. I don't do meditation. I do yoga, but I do it for the stretching and not necessarily for all the mind things that can go on while you're doing yoga. Because I see squirrels all the time. You know, I'm chasing squirrels up and down my steps on an hourly basis. But I noticed that sometimes, I know that some of your listeners had the same experience. Raise your hands, even though you can't see me. How many people have burned out their tea kettles on the stove because they put the heat on?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. And so you get my drift. So I noticed that we're more stressed nowadays. We're more anxious nowadays. And this gives us, your tea break gives you an opportunity to measure your tea, decide what kind of tea are you going to drink today? Do you need some caffeine? Do you want something that's just going to be very smooth with no tea leaf in it? We call those tisanes that you make like tea, but there's no tea leaf in it. Fruit infusions, herbal infusions. Make your choice consciously. Measure it out. Heat the water to whatever you need to. You don't need a thermometer. Tip number one, look at the bubbles. When the bubbles start to form on the bottom, that's great for white tea. When the little bubbles start to rise to the top, that's green tea. When the little bubbles become bigger bubbles, right before it starts to boil, that's great for oolongs. All tea has directions. Even tea bags have directions. Mm-hmm. And if you follow them, you're going to enjoy your tea a whole lot more. So then you watch the tea, depending on what kind of infuser you use. And even if you use a tea bag, I wonder how many tea bag people notice that when you pour the water over the tea bag, it air forms inside the bag and the bag rises to the top. Okay, watch it rise to the top. Watch it fill with water. Watch it go back down. Mindfulness is not necessarily meditating where you have to clear your mind of everything and don't think of anything. I am not that person. But you learn to let the thoughts go through your mind. It's okay to think about what you did in the morning. It's okay to think about something about work. Let it just kind of go through your mind and bring yourself back to the tea industry called, or China calls it, the agony of the leaf. I think that sounds terrible. I call it watching the leaves dance in the water. So sometimes you can see that. Sometimes the tea will go to the top and it'll stick there. Mm-hmm. And then the leaves will gradually come back down. And I call that the dance of the leaves.
I love that. And even as you're describing it, I feel like you could be like an ASMR YouTube channel. Like, it's so relaxing. I'm just imagining like the tea bag float up and then watching it float back
and
down.
Watching that, it again. So it's, you know, you'll find that loose leaf tea does have more flavor. It's more fun to watch. You can infuse the leaves more. That's a whole other talk. And, but it's the mindfulness. And then when your tea is ready, you don't want to drink it right away. It's going to be a little too hot. Mm-hmm. So while you're letting it cool down, if you're lucky enough like me, I can look out my kitchen window and I can see trees. When the weather's good here in Vegas, I can go outside to my side patio, drink the tea, look at the blue sky, look at my pine trees. Yes, we have trees in Vegas, even though it's the desert. Some people think we don't. And then I'm ready maybe to make a second cup. And then I can work and drink my tea, but I've come down a couple of degrees from the anxiousness and stress and disorganization that sometimes I have. And so it helps me think things through. You know, now I'm calm and drinking. I mean, I've been known to drink two cups of tea and not know that I drank two cups of tea, and I'll go to take the cup. There's nothing in it. I didn't even remember.
Yep.
That's why mindfulness is so important.
It can be such a powerful practice. You know, we've heard on the Stress Less show, you know, the thought of the concept that we teach in the Stress Less community in my community, which is creative stress reduction. This is exactly what we mean. Right, one option that you can take. So for those of you who are listening, we want to know, What is your favorite kind of tea? Or are you a coffee drinker like Louise was? Right?
And just to remind everybody, I still am a coffee drinker. I drink my coffee in the morning. I grind my beans fresh. I use a coffee press. I'm careful with my coffee, just like I'm careful with my tea.
It's
But there's
all
something
about.
about coffee that in the morning that just starts my day. But the rest of the time, I am a tea drinker, and I
Yeah.
use that time wisely too when I make my tea.
So what kind of tea do you, or coffee, do you love? Let us know in the comments. We want to know. We're going to do a little poll. Now, if you're feeling overworked and exhausted, I've got good news for you. The Stress Less Company works with high-achieving executives, business owners, and even managers just like you to find that sense of peace and freedom that they desire. And really, as a result of our work together, they learn not only how to deepen their spiritual connection, whatever that means to them, they also learn those tactical tools so that they can properly manage their time, be more efficient, and of course, manage that energy and be more prosperous as well. Who doesn't want to be prosperous? So, if you're interested, you can apply for a complimentary stress assessment today to start the conversation about working together. Visit stresslessco.com/apply for more information and to apply. So this concludes this episode of the Stress Less Show. I want to give Louise one last big shout out. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm
I
totally love
enjoyed
having you back.
it.
Awesome. So if you enjoyed this week's episode, let us know by giving us a big old thumbs up or hitting that follow and subscribe button. Thanks for listening. Share with your friends, and we will see you next week. Bye.